now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspapers joins me today. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric.
Each week you bring us the truth in getting older. Yes? You bring us the beacon. A little bit of light you shine into our lives.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you.
So out of the beacon this month, what do you want to share with us?
Well, I'll talk about a couple of health stories.
Good.
One that I saw and I thought we really have to run this. It's the kind of talk a bit of beacon of hope. Sometimes you have people who are in a comatose state. They call them sometimes a vegetative state.
Yes.
And you say, you know, is it worth keeping this person, you know, and taking care of them? What is going on here? Is there any person still in there? Are they aware of us? So there's this study that was done in France. This young man, at the age of 20, he was in an automobile accident. And for the last 15 years, he's been in a vegetative state.
Wow.
They tried something new on him, which seems to have actually done some major improvement. They stimulated what's called his vagus nerve. This nerve runs up to the brain and it starts in the abdomen and controls various aspects of bodily function. Mm-hmm. And after a month of this stimulation, he started responding to people. He would turn his head when asked to do so. His eyes widened when a researcher suddenly came upon it, you know, went right up to his face and looked him in the eye. They played a song that he used to love and he shed tears and smiled. Isn't this incredible?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're now saying maybe this is a new solution for some people who are in this kind of vegetative state. There's someone still in there. They are conscious. They are aware. And it can perhaps be brought back. And I think that's just a very exciting piece of news.
Fascinating story. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper this month, thebeaconnewspapers.com, if you want to read it online. Another story?
Yeah, something that's really relevant to a lot of people. In fact, everybody who's listening who is 65 or older or who hopes to be someday, Medicare is having its open enrollment period right now. It started in October. It runs through December 7th. Now's the time when you can switch without any penalty. You can switch your from Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan or vice versa, or you can change your Part D prescription drug plan. A lot of things you can do now during open season, and it's a good time to take a look at your coverage.
Okay.
Now, people will have gotten something in the mail saying this is how your particular plan that you signed up for last year, this is what it's going to change for next year. Sometimes the price goes up. Sometimes the price goes down. Sometimes the drugs they cover change. Sometimes the doctors they cover change. It's always important to look at your plan for next year and don't just take it for granted that, well, I'll just keep what I've got because it might not be the same thing. Mm-hmm. It might have changed out from under you. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to do that. And there's a very good way to do that online. Medicare has something at Medicare.gov. They have the Medicare Plan Finder. Have you ever tried that before?
No, I've never tried that.
It's fun to do in a way. You sort of take all of the drugs you're taking, which, of course, for older adults can be quite a few, and their dosages. You type in your zip code, and it'll pop out for you all the plans that are serving your area and covering those drugs. And then it will tell you exactly what they cost. This one covers these drugs with this kind of copay. This one has this kind of copay for generic. This is what this one charges for your brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can really pick and choose whatever plan is best for you. So it's very, very helpful.
That's excellent. Read about it in the Beacon newspapers. What else?
Well, I was going to just say a little bit more about that because not everybody is able to go online and make that kind of improve, you know,
good
check
point.
That kind of thing. So
right.
The SHIP office, everybody should know about their state health insurance assistance program. It's funded by the federal government. Every county has one. You can find one. We have all the numbers in the Beacon for all the area counties. Call them up, and they have very well-trained volunteers, often seniors themselves, who can take you through this and walk you through the system and do it for you and do it with you and answer your questions about insurance and long-term care insurance, all kinds of matters. They're really a wonderful resource, and people should take advantage of them.
Read about it. Again, the Beacon newspaper's free publication, over 1,500 locations in the D.C. metro area, or read them online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
I've invited my friends from Sunrise Senior Living to join me again. Vanessa Spivacek, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing, and Beth McLean, who's the Director of Sales for the region, have joined me again to discuss family dynamics. And I want you to imagine the story I'm about to tell you, which is 82-year-old mom or dad, 4 children. Mom thinks she wants to move to Deep Creek Lake, to a home that the family owns up there, which is beautiful vistas, kind of off to itself, and live her life for the next period of time up there. Maybe importing assistance, but really being away from kids and family. Now, this is America, folks, and people can make a decision to do what they want to do. So we're really not talking about a moral decision, a right or wrong. It's really more of a choice, and then how to help you make a decision of what's best for you, right? So this is 4 kids, 2 say mom should just stay where she is, and 2 believe that that mom needs to move and needs to move soon and get to some place where she can get support. None of them really support mom moving to Deep Creek Lake because it puts her out of the area and puts her off by herself and 3 hours away from any of them. So, Vanessa, take that story.
Never heard that, ever.
You've never?
Never. No, this happens all the time. And sometimes it's complicated because the adult child, you know, one of them might be out of state, mm-hmm. doesn't see what the other three are seeing, the local ones. But I think for families, when they're not on the same page, they do need to look at a third party who's not emotionally involved. That could be, in some cases, clergy.
Mm-hmm.
Friends who have seen the changes in their parent, her peers, her friends.
Mm-hmm.
It could be aunts and uncles, you know, her sisters and brothers, who might have a different dynamic than having an adult child say, "Mom, okay, it's time." You know,
it's time. What do you mean by that? Mom, it's time.
When you go in and you see that there's a safety issue,
okay,
there's isolation. Isolation is just as bad as chronic disease, like diabetes or heart disease. When people are isolated, they shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You notice they might not be, they might be neglecting their personal care. They're not doing the laundry consistently. They're not changing their clothes. They're not thriving at home. And these things can be, they can hit you in the face or they can be very, very subtle.
Okay.
But making sure that conversation starts before there's a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And families aren't always on board, but trying to find a way to build consensus, because the goal should always be the same.
Right.
What is going to make our parents thrive? What is going to bring purpose and meaning to their life? And how are they going to be safe?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, once they do come into a more supportive environment, they wonder why they didn't do it years before. Because by having that support, they are around people who remember the same presidents. They're engaging with peers for the first time, maybe in a long time. As people age, their world does get smaller. They're not able to get out the same way they used to. Their friends aren't in close contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're not going to work every day,
mm-hmm.
It's difficult to stay engaged. Once you come into a community, though, they wonder why they didn't do it sooner, because they're enjoying things again.
So fear is a major driver for why we don't change. The fear,
yes,
of change, the fear of something unsettling my life as it is. Now, we make change, right, in our lives. We make a decision to marry. We make a decision to have kids. We make a decision to make a move. We cross bridges in life that require us to step out into the unknown, like holding onto a rock in the middle of a river. To let go of that, we to get downstream, we have to let go.
Right.
And we have to trust that we'll find another rock. We'll catch, right? So there is a degree of fear, which we all recognize. Whether it's done to us or whether we choose to do it ourselves, we will have to make change in our life.
And change is scary.
Yeah.
It's scary to make a move when you go to college.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary to make a move when you're 45. You know, if you're 84, that's a daunting, especially if you've been in the house for 40, 50 years.
Right.
It is a daunting, daunting move. But again, once you do come into a more secure environment where you have those supports, it's such a relief. Instead of trying to tread water by trying to maintain the veneer of everything's fine at home.
Yes.
Because by the time someone has fallen and you know about it,
mm-hmm.
they've probably been falling for 6 months to a year. They
mm-hmm.
just aren't talking about it. So when those vulnerabilities begin to show themselves, it's already been time.
So I'm in my early 50s at this point in my life, and I recognize that flexibility is not there like it used to be for me. And I mean physical flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So the potential for me not to respond as quickly is there if I were to fall, or if I were to jump up a flight of stairs or jump down off of a rock or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to exercise faithfully, stretch faithfully, work hard so that I build in that flexibility and that what natural cushion I had when I was a young
right.
person, right? And as you get older, you lose that same flexibility. Uh-huh. And you have to work extra hard to keep that flexibility alive.
Exactly.
So recognizing that part of change is I'm losing some of my flexibility in life physically. I'm losing some of my flexibility health-wise. And so going where I can get the support that will keep me strong.
And will actually keep you more independent.
Yes, keep me more independent. Now, that I love that. Vanessa, great point. Independence can come through assistance. I want to cover that 2 weeks from now on the 19th. You'll be back on the show with the Sunrise Corner. SunriseSeniorLiving.com for more information on the new communities in Bethesda and Chevy Chase. We'll be right back.